everybody. Welcome back for day two of our article on performance art. I'm Kat.
I'm Elsie.
And we are talking about performance art. Yeah.
行为艺术.
We talked first day about a particular artist named Marina Abramovic. She did a 700-hour performance called The Artist is Present. Mm-hmm. Now, examples of performance art, they use space, time, the artist's body, and the interaction with the audience to express art. They don't use painting and sculpture.
Right. And when did it become popular?
During the 1960s.
And when did it start to exist?
A long time before that. Maybe ancient Greece.
Ancient Greece.
I think even before that, probably.
Right. Mm. Okay. So we talked about it doesn't require specific materials or techniques.
Yeah, and they say it represents life like no other creative form, mm-hmm. probably because it is just life as a performance.
Right.
So I can kind of see where that's coming from. I might be able to agree with that. So what might be some other examples of performance art? Because...
Yeah, any Taiwanese doing this?
There are. Yeah, and in fact, we're going to talk about one of them today. And
okay.
He's been doing this for a long, long time. But we're going to talk about particularly one of his performances that was really extreme.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go to the article, find out more about him and some other performance artists. Reading.
The ever-changing world of performance art. Though many performance art pieces are made in front of audiences, some happen privately or over very long periods of time. Taiwan's Xie De Qing created this kind of work. In Time Clock Piece 1980-1981, he photographed himself punching a clock every hour for a year. He aimed to show humans' relationship with time by reducing his own life to one repeated action. Some artists have even turned themselves into living, breathing works of art. One piece, Eva and Adele, has existed since at least 1989. It is a couple who wears the same makeup and dresses and never separates. They haven't paused this performance for 30 years and refuse to tell anyone their birth names or ages. Endurance has brought fame to Time Clock Piece, Eva and Adele, and The Artist is Present. However, that's not what makes these works great. Instead, it's the fact that the artists have made them by changing themselves with their own art. Abramovic explains why they do this. You have to make changes on yourself to change the world around you.
Okay, so our article starts out for day two by saying, though many performance art pieces are made in front of audiences, some happen privately or over very long periods of time. Yeah, so privately here is an adverb that we're talking about right into our vocab today. It means without lots of people watching or being around. Usually it's in your own home. It's in a place where a lot of people can't really get to you. The opposite would be publicly, in an area or a place where people can walk around freely and watch you and you're not in private at all. So private performance art would be only selected people or just the artist by themselves. And private matters are usually just in someone's close circle or only for them to see. For an example sentence, I privately told my friend about the money troubles I've been having, knowing she wouldn't tell anybody else.
Okay, but does she?
I mean, it's a hypothetical. I'm not having money problems. I'm okay. But I'm sure that if I trusted my friend enough to tell them, mm-hmm. they would not tell anybody.
Right.
Yeah.
Privately 这个副词呢代表非公众的，那也就是私下的意思。那如果你把字尾的 ly 去掉，你会看到 private 这个形容词，它代表的是私人的、隐私的。那隐私这个名词我们要会哦，它叫做 privacy。所以呢，我们这篇文章讲到，有一些行为艺术是呈现在观众眼前的，就像是我们提到 Marina 的作品。那有一些呢，则是私下进行或是进行很久一段时间。So anybody in Taiwan doing performance art?
Yes.So Taiwan's Xie De Qing, I hope I said his name right.
Xie De Qing
created this kind of work.
Oh, so Xie De Qing 这位艺术家呢，他有创作过行为艺术这样的作品。What kind of work has he created?
Well, he's done a lot. Mm-hmm. So I know that he did something about, let's see, it was being in a cage for a year.
Oh, 关在笼子里面。
Yeah, in a cage for a year.
For a year.
For an entire year. And then in the article, we talk about a different one. It's called In Time Clock Piece. It happened from 1980 to 1981, so it's another year-long performance. Mm. He photographed himself punching a clock every hour for a year. Not punching a clock.
It talks
about clocking into a job.
Mm-hmm.
Now here we're talking about photograph as a verb. You might have heard photograph as a noun before. Here we mean take a photograph or a picture with a camera. That's what it means when we talk about photograph as a verb. Now of course it started as a noun, but it sort of became a verb. The photograph or photo is the picture. The photographer is the person who takes the picture. And photography is the art of taking pictures. Now photograph, the verb itself, is taking pictures itself. You'll notice that these words have different stress. You have photograph, photographer, and photography. Make sure you remember those. Now here's an example sentence. This artist photographs scenes of objects from nature that he's arranged very beautifully.
Photograph 这个动词呢代表的是拍照或是照相，那它可以当名词哦，当名词就是相片，那就是我们说的 photo。 那另外呢，刚刚 Kath 提到的另外一些字，我们再做一个整理，像是摄影师我们说 photographer， 那摄影艺术我们说 photography， right？
Yeah,
那再来我们看到呢有个片语叫做 punch a clock， punch 这边不是打的意思，这边是上班或下班你要打卡的动作。那谢德庆的作品呢 Time Clock Piece， 他这项作品就是用一年的时间拍摄自己每小时打卡的动作，他一天需要打24次 24 times a day.
Right, so that means every hour he punched a clock. And I remember reading about this, and out of like more than 4,000 times or something like that, he only missed 100 timesBecause he was asleep during those times. So he would write in the time when he missed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he aimed to show humans' relationship with time by reducing his own life to one repeated action.
他用这样重复的动作，就打卡的动作，来表现出人跟时间的关系。
Don't you think that'd be very boring?
Yeah, you just go there and
But he would have to be in the same place all the time.
Yeah.
Definitely. Anyway, So the article goes on to say, some artists have even turned themselves into living, breathing works of art. Now, when you say turn something or somebody into something else, that means you make one thing become another. You change it and transform it. You can talk about humans or objects, like you can talk about turning people into art.
Mm-hmm.Turn A into B 代表使 A 变成 B. 有一些艺术家呢会将自己变成艺术作品。And these are living and breathing works of art.
Yeah, breathing, and that's what we're going to talk about now. When we talk about the word breathe with an E at the end, that is the verb for meaning when air goes in and out. Now, if you take the E off, that's breath.That's the air that goes in and out itself. So breath is the noun and breathe with an E is the verb. Living things breathe to stay alive and get oxygen in their blood. So, and when we say a living, breathing something, it's pointing out this thing is alive as a person or animal as opposed to normal art, which is usually not alive. Or if you're talking about something being a living, breathing, blah, 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 it's right in front of you and it's real and you almost can't believe it.So this is a living, breathing example of art. Now here's an example for you for breathe. I breathed in deeply and let all the air out to try and get rid of my stress.
Breathe 这个动词呢是呼吸。那本文中它以 breathing 这个形式出现，它是一个现在分词做形容词用的字，表示为会呼吸的。所以我们说这些作品是会呼吸的。那另外一个名词 breath, B-R-E-A-T-H, 它代表是你的呼吸，你的气息。
Mm-hmm. So, we're talking about living and breathing works of art.
Mm-hmm.
One piece, Eva and Adele, has existed since at least 1989.
Since 1989, 1989年就有这样的艺术。那它的这个作品的名称是 Eva and Adele. So what did they do with the artwork?
Well, they themselves
were the artwork.
They are the artwork.
They are still.
Yeah, they're still alive,
oh,
yeah.
Wow.
It is a couple, or they are a couple, who wears the same makeup and dresses and never separates.
Oh, makeup 是化妆品。所以这项行为艺术是一对化着同样的妆、
mm-hmm.
穿着同样的洋装形影不离的夫妇。
Right. And they also both don't have any hair. I looked them up. They're both bald.
They're both bald?
And they have been for more than 30 years. That's
wow.
As long as I've been alive. So anyway, they haven't paused this performance for 30 years and refuse to tell anyone their birth names or ages. Yeah, so they haven't paused it. Pause is a verb here that means to stop something in a temporary way. So it means like if they stopped it, that would mean they're not going to start it again. But if they pause it, that means they're going to start it again soon.
Mm-hmm.
We pause movies when we want to go to the bathroom. We pause our work to take a break. We pause our songs when we don't want to miss them. We pause our games. We might pause when we're walking. So on and so forth. We can also say you take pause when you want to show you're thinking carefully about something. Now here's an example sentence. As I walked down the road, I paused to let a group of school children walk across the path in front of me. And that means I kept going after.
Mm-hmm. Pause 代表就是暂停。那他们呢，这对夫妇就这样三十年不间断哦，也拒绝告诉任何人他们真实的名字和年纪。They don't want to show their real names and age.
They're very serious, but they're also very, very famous. So, as the article says, endurance has brought fame to Time Clock Piece, Ava and Adele, and the artist is present. Yeah, because they all go on for a very long time.
Mm.
So endurance brings them fame. When we talk about fame, that's the noun for the state of being famous. So famous is the adjective of fame. And when you have fame, you're well known, especially when you're a celebrity or in the entertainment industry. When you bring fame to somebody or bring fame to something, it means make them famous. Eva and Adele's fame comes from how long they've been doing this, more than 30 years. Now, often fame and fortune go together, so people say they want fame and fortune in their life. That means they want to be famous and rich. So fame and fortune means famous and rich. Now, an example sentence might be, Leah went to New York to seek fame as an actress and singer on Broadway.
Endurance 这个名词呢代表忍耐力忍受力那它的动词形式是 endure、
mm.
OK 那再来呢还有一个字是 fame 它代表名声名誉所以说呢忍耐力 endurance 让 time clock piece Eva and Adele 还有 the artist is present 这三项作品出名、
mm-hmm. So they're all very famous because of how long they went on HoweverThat's not what makes these works great. So just because you do something for a long time doesn't mean it's great.
Mm-hmm. 所以呢这边说不过啊这些作品的伟大之处呢不是在于这么长的时间艺术家花在这样的艺术品上面。It's not endurance that makes them great, right?
Right, of course. Instead, it's the fact that the artists have made them by changing themselves with their own art.Yeah, so instead here is an adverb we use to compare. We say this when one thing isn't or can't be done or chosen, and then another thing is done or chosen, instead. Often we say instead of. I want chocolate instead of vanilla. That means I don't choose vanilla, and I choose chocolate. In this case, we're saying endurance doesn't make performance aren't great. The changes the artists make to themselves make it great. That's why we use instead. So an example sentence might be,Since it was raining, I didn't go out. Instead, I stayed home and watched movies.
Instead, 这个副词呢代表相反的或是取而代之的。那是这些艺术家如何跟着他们的作品改变自己才让他们的作品这么样的棒。
Mm-hmm. So Abramovich, Marina Abramovich, who did The Artist is Present, explains why they do this. You have to make changes on yourselfTo change the world around you.
Wow, what a great sentence. Mm. 所以这边呢 ,Marina 她就解释了他们这些艺术家为什么要这么做。因为想改变自己呢就要想改变世界呢就要先从改变自己开始。
Mm.
You start from yourself.
Yeah, you start from yourself and then you go outward. And that's true of anybody. If you want to change the world, you have to change yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the end of our two-day article on performance art. There's a lot more to see here, though. There's so many different performance artists. They've been doing this since, you know, forever. They're still doing it. So check those out. And right now, we're going to go to our For You chat.
For You chat.
Okay, so... For our end of our two-day article, mm-hmm. we have to kind of do the end to this activity.
Yeah, we have to do something special.
Yeah, by doing a similar performance piece or pledging that we're going to do a similar performance
okay.
piece for 1 year.
For one year. Okay, so Kat, do you have any ideas?
Okay, Kat Jensen, plan to do a one-year performance piece. I will never lie to people out of politeness for 1 year. So it means if somebody says something to me, if there's something I need to tell somebody, I will not be polite.
You'll just say it.
I will just say it. So like if you ask me like, oh, I think my husband is really mean to me. Should I break up with him?
And you'll say, yes, you should.
Yeah, you absolutely should. And I won't tell you why. I'll just be, yeah, yes. Or, does this dress make me look fat? Yes, it does.
Even if you don't think so?
No, I'll be honest.
Oh,
I'll
be
totally honest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now it's my turn.
Mm.
I, Elsie, Ma, plan to do a one-year performance piece. I will stare at a stranger's eyes in the elevator for as long as I can for 1 year.
Hmm.
So every day.
Do you ride elevators every day?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll go into the elevator and I'll choose one stranger in the elevator and I'll stare into his or her eyes.
What if there's nobody in the elevator?
I'll just wait there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like a creeper.
Yeah, and maybe you'll see me in newspapers or on TV.
Yeah. So the last part of the statement is, the performance will begin on April 17th, 2020, and continue until April 17th, 2021.
Okay, do I have to say it too?
I guess it applies to both of us.
Okay, so the performance will begin on April 17th, 2020, and continue until April 17th, 2021.
I don't think I would actually do this. I don't want to lose all my friends, and I actually value being nice to people.
Actually, I don't really want to be on TV as a creepy woman.
Yeah. But you guys can surely think of some better performances than we can. Because
you can do it in the classrooms.
Yeah, absolutely.
Your classmates.
Maybe every day before class begins, you can stand up and sing a certain song or something like that.
Right.
And see how people react. Mm-hmm. It's about how are you changing the world by changing your actions.
Right.
Yeah. So think about that. You can think for a good long while and then see what other classmates think. And maybe you guys can get some ideas from each other. Maybe mm-hmm. you'll actually do a performance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's all the time we have. So until next time for English for You, I'm Kat.
I'm Elsie.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
The ever-changing world of performance art. Though many performance art pieces are made in front of audiences, some happen privately or over very long periods of time. Taiwan's Xie De Qing created this kind of work. In Time Clock Piece 1980-1981, he photographed himself punching a clock every hour for a year. He aimed to show humans' relationship with time by reducing his own life to one repeated action. Some artists have even turned themselves into living, breathing works of art. One piece, Eva and Adele, has existed since at least 1989. It is a couple who wears the same makeup and dresses and never separates. They haven't paused this performance for 30 years and refuse to tell anyone their birth names or ages. Endurance has brought fame to Time Clock Piece, Eva and Adele, and the artist is present. However, that's not what makes these works great. Instead, it's the fact that the artists have made them by changing themselves with their own art. Abramovich explains why they do this. You have to make changes on yourself to change the world around you.
Vocabulary Review.
Privately. Harvey said that we should meet privately so that our discussion would not be heard by others. Photograph. Alicia's job was to photograph athletes and sports events for the local newspaper. Breathe. All the pollution in the air is making it difficult to breathe. Pause. Larry walked quickly to school, pausing only once to tie his shoe. Fame. Tom Cruise was an unknown actor until his fourth film, Risky Business, brought him fame. Instead, we planned to eat at the new noodle restaurant, but it was closed, so instead we had pizza.
智慧小补帖.
Makeup. Endurance.